Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
In the show today, I mentioned about my MRI the other day, and I did not mean to come off like, you know, you two couldn't have done it.
I didn't feel that way.
Okay, good.
Well, for one thing, I know I couldn't have done it because you've been there when I've tried.
You're claustrophobic, and you are not alone in that, Murphy. There's a lot of people who cannot do a closed MRI, and now I know why. I've experienced one. For 45 minutes, I was encapsulated in that thing. Now, and I said that about you, Sam, only because you are an antsy type of person.
Yeah.
And your mind runs away with you sometimes.
That would be my problem.
I know it.
Thinking about it, going into it, I probably wouldn't have an issue. But once I got under there,
yes.
Yeah, my mind might start racing.
I thought about both of you. I thought about Murphy first. Well, Murphy couldn't go with me. Well, what's funny is that you moved your workout to later in the day so that you could join me. And by the time I checked in and I asked the guy, hey, my husband wants to come and sit in the room with me, can he? And he was one of those. It was like, am I on TV with him? He was so funny and fast. All of his answers were super fast. Mm. He was like, no, he can come as far as the dressing room and sit with your purse, but that's it.
Oh.
Okay. So I put my stuff in a locker. I put the gown on backwards and all that stuff. And all of his instructions were so fast, that would have thrown you, Murphy, before you even saw the machine. Because, you know, if fast instructions, when you're trying to.
Yeah.
And I was a little nervous. I've never done this before. So I wanted to do everything correctly. And it was like, what you're going to do is you're going to put this on backwards. You're going to put your stuff in here. And then you're going to come into this room. And I'm going to lay down. I'm going to shoot you in there. And we're going to. And I was like, whoa. What? Where does my purse go? Anyway, I bring it back up right now because I wanted to talk a little bit more in depth about just the MRI itself and it being a real exercise in visualization. You know that visualization is a powerful and real thing.
You mean to calm yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just for any reason. If there's something that you want, if you're playing basketball and you want the ball to go in the basket, you should visualize it going into the basket. Now you have to do years of practice to do it, you know, like that. But athletes use visualization. Quarterbacks use it. We all should use it. And so once I finally got in and he gave me all the instructions of what I could not do inside, which was if I snored, I couldn't fall asleep. I'm like, well, I think I slightly snore. He's like, no, you can't fall asleep. I'm like, okay. Man, I was hoping for a nap. And then he goes, oh, and right before he pushed the button, he handed me my panic button, yeah. Which was a big fat button.
Yes, it is.
Like a little, I was almost tempted to squeeze it just for fun. Honk, honk.
Well, I'm familiar with that. I can tell you what it feels like. I've squeezed many of them.
I'm sorry. Anyway, the last thing he said before I went back into it is like, oh, and don't even clear your throat because the vibration. He was like explaining to me why you can't move at all.
Man.
And that,
yeah, it's precision, and it's because, you know, the crazy noises the MRI makes is it's
circling.
It's like little slices that it's measuring, very very tiny slices, mm-hmm. as it moves. So if you move, there's going to be. In fact, remember the neck one that I had done is blurrier than they would like for it to be because I wasn't still enough,
okay.
You know, and I wasn't secured in the way they really wanted me to be,
oh,
which was
right.
Laying down. I was sitting up.
Right. Yeah. I remember that. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I was laying down. I was completely covered up. They put ear plugs in my ears. And then you go down, Sam, into like a pillow with a hole in it. Like you're not buried, but you know, you're in there tight. And then I go back in there and I couldn't help but open my eyes. I wanted to see how close this thing was to my face. And that's when I thought of Murphy.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, but there is air coming in and out, which is nice. I'm like, keep it cool.
Yeah, it feels great. And the sound never bothered me. But the eye opening, it's not just your face. You know, and Sam, just so that you know, depending on what kind of MRI is being done, your arms are at your side.
Yeah.
And you're in the tube that's surrounding you on another side. So it's very confining. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I can't do that's why the visualization does nothing for me.
Well, here's what I did.
Actually, what I'm visualizing causes
makes
a problem.
It worse.
Yes, exactly.
You're not alone in that. So many people. That's why all the questions, and that's why a panic button. But yeah. I thought of you. I know Murphy is claustrophobic naturally, and I know that you are not, Sam, but you would have to work your mind. Because I had to do it. Yeah. Because once I was zoomed in there, I thought I could either tell myself a story that I can't breathe or I could tell myself the story that I am lying on a beach with a, you know, 1,000 miles of sky above me. Yeah. And so I closed my eyes and that's the story I taught myself. I'm in the biggest open air space is what I told myself and visualized. Okay. Mm-hmm. My only problem was I needed to clear my throat. You know, I've had all this, you know, allergy stuff going on and I needed to clear my throat, and that's the last thing he told me before he hit the button. And I went in there. He's like, don't clear your throat. Oh, man.
My problem probably would have been having to go to the bathroom because you know how you said yours were back to back? He didn't take a break in the middle. I don't know if I could have gone.
Well, you could have told him that you were going to need to use the restroom.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I could have stopped panic
button.
In the middle.
See, they're not keeping you prisoner, even though it feels like it on the inside.
Well, I didn't understand that either. I knew I was doing two, one on the neck and one on my brain. But I thought after one, you get a little breaky break, right? You get to stretch. You know, I'm a fidgety type person. Oh, no. Once the first one was over, he spoke to me from wherever. Hi, you know, hi, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm okay. And I'm thinking he's about to let me out. And he's like, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and do the other one since you're doing so well. You've been so still. I'm like, oh, but what? And it was underway. So be still again. Actually, he told me if you need to readjust anything, do so now. And my left leg had started to go out a little bit. So I pulled it back in when he told me I could. So it was 45 minutes in the tube. And but what was interesting is I started with the visualization, self-talk, you know, mindset that I was in an open air space. But the longer I was in there, it's interesting how your mind works is that I had forgotten that I was in there a few times if I started thinking about other things. And then when I remembered I was in there, it was when I would get tense. The mind is so powerful.
It is. And I really believed I could do it. My mom always said mind never matter. And I tried. Every single time I've tried a closed MRI or even the open MRIs laying down. The other thing, it's a combination of problems for me. Laying on my back is not something I'm ever comfortable with, honestly, ever, because there's an arch in my back. So I can't be flat. I'm not comfortable. It makes it difficult for me to breathe.
That's true.
So even if I'm not encircled by anything, I don't like being on my back. Ever. And
if you are on your back, you like to be propped a little.
Correct. Exactly. You know, and they don't do these things on their side, on your side. I'm surprised that the technology hasn't changed.
Right.
You know, enough because like a CAT scan, I can do the CAT scan. Have you ever done a CAT scan, Sam?
Mm-mm.
Wow. You've never had to do any of these things. That's cool. So the CAT scan is just like going through a big donut. Basically it's open. That one, the only thing that makes you think you have to go to the bathroom on that one is if you do what's called a contrast CAT, excuse me, where they put a dye, it's basically a dye that they put into your blood veins intravenously, and they circulate that just so they can see how things are flowing through your organs, and that makes you feel like you have to pee,
even though
you don't have to.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
oh, Lord,
it's the medicine itself. It's not fluid that's actually moving into your bladder. It's the flow of it that makes your nerves feel like whatever. But I mean to me the CAT scan's easier to do. I just don't get why where technology is today with all the tiny things that can be put a bazillion times on a pinhead.
Right.
Why are we still using the same technology from 30 years ago to brain scan? I guess I don't understand.
Said Murphy, head of the Get Rid of These MRIs Commission. I feel very lucky that I was able to do that because once I was in there, I understand, you know, why now. Why it's a problem for millions.
Yeah. I am just so happy that it wasn't a problem for you.
Me too.
I mean, I really am. Part of me was worried because we'd been talking about it in advance. I'm like, I don't want any of that to land in Jody's head. Of course, you've been there with me, so it's not like, even if I'd have said nothing, you were already aware of my issues.
I had one little worry while I was in there, because he was like, take off all of your jewelry, obviously, because he saw me when he called me in from the waiting room. He's like, oh, you got a lot of jewelry. I'm like, yeah. He's like, take it all off. He says, you can leave your wedding ring on if you want, but you're going to feel some buzzing and vibrations in your finger.
Ooh,
if so,
cool.
And I was like, no, thank you. Oh. I didn't want that. So I took it all off. And then I'm laying there worried that I didn't take off my little, I have a second piercing or whatever, the little studs. I thought, what if I forgot those? And I said, well, I guess I'll feel it in my ear in a minute. And I did. I took it all. I had taken it all off.
Wow.
Anyway, results come today, this afternoon, supposedly.
Did you get any hints from the tech? Or did you even ask him?
No.
Okay.
He was like a what do you call that? He was moving me out and getting the next one in. Fast tech.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.